This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast. My name's Darren Cullum, I'm a level 5 referee affiliated with Somerset FA, and this is my mentor, county training officer to Somerset FA and FA level 4 tutor, Rich Mellon.
Hello Darren.
And the discussion in topic for this particular episode is advantage, quite simply advantage, and there's a lot to get through, Rich.
Yes, it is. The reason that we're behind this is that we're pushing this out towards those young referees that attended the National Young Referees Development Programme back in July, and we've done a podcast on that, if you remember, and now this is part of the programme, and one of the topics that we've been asked to discuss is application of advantage. And there's it's a difficult area for referees, and I don't think you ever really master advantage. That would be my observation of it. For the many years that I refereed, I can't say it was hugely successful for me, but like referees, I took risks, and it was a gamble on occasions, and I'm sure you can relate to that in your current status as an active level 5, Darren.
Yeah, I think as well, it's fair to say, and any referee would agree with this, when an advantage is done and it's paid off with a goal at the end of it, there's a real sense of achievement as a referee, isn't there?
Yeah, that's a real buzz when you get it right and you feel really well satisfied. But it's rare. It is rare. And, you know, we do take risks for unnecessary reasons sometimes. And, you know, we need to sort of clarify what advantage is with this discussion that we're going to have. And when, where, why would you want to play it? How do you communicate it if you're going to use advantage? You know, we do take risks when we use advantage. So we're going to cover those areas. You and I are going to have a conversation, and we're also going to include a colleague. So we're going to cover some in-depth areas, and advantage is our topic, Darren. I want to ask the question. Do you understand the difference between advantage and possession?
I think so.
Okay, give me your idea of what you think advantage actually is.
Advantage, this is one of those situations that when you're on the field of play, you do it and you understand it and you know it. But when you're asked to describe it, it's actually quite difficult to describe.
Yeah.
How would I describe advantage? Okay, a challenge, the way I'll describe it, a challenge has happened. However,
a foul challenge.
Yeah. A foul challenge has happened, or some kind of incident which could, in any other circumstance, be pulled back for a free kick. But the referee sees, well, hang on a minute, the player with the ball hasn't lost the ball despite the challenge, and there is an advantage for that player to move on and perhaps score from it.
Okay.
That was actually really difficult to describe. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying there. I think what we need to identify here is the difference between advantage and possession. Okay, and I'll use the definition of advantage. It's a condition or circumstance that puts one in a better position than they currently are.
That's what I meant.
Okay. We'll accept that. If a team has possession of the ball, it doesn't always mean that they have an advantage, because very quickly, having one played advantage once, another challenge can come in very, very quickly, within the matter of 5-10 yards, and that's not necessarily advantage, because that player who was the victim possibly of a foul challenge is then challenged again, or it may be a different player, but it's in such a tight space, It's only regarded as possession and then not advantage, because the team that have offended have got the advantage, and that's not right. Mm. Yeah. So let me ask you a couple of questions, Dad. Well, one in particular. What do you consider as the criteria when you are thinking about playing advantage?
Okay. Let's go through this thought process now. Challenge happens. What's happened? Has the player gone down? Has another team member picked up the ball and can possibly move on with this? So I'm thinking the seriousness of the tackle, maybe.
Okay. Let's just dwell on that then. Seriousness of the tackle. Now, if it's a tackle that is regarded as serious foul play, are you going to be playing advantage?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. So seriousness of the tackle needs to be considered. If it's a challenge whereby the player would be sent off, I strongly advise against anybody thinking about playing advantage. Do not play advantage.
Doesn't matter where on the field of play it is.
No. Just stop the game. If it's serious foul play and the player's going to be dismissed, then the game is stopped instantly.
Even if it's a clear run right on goal, and the chances are they would have to be a buffoon to miss it.
Okay.
Score the goal, then go back and bin the player.
You've given me even if. Well, I'll come back in a minute and we'll talk about even if conditions on the field of play. What if? What if it's a bit muddy?
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of situations here in which to consider the application of advantage. And I would say that gauging the seriousness of the tackle is one of those that's a key ingredient. Now, if the seriousness of the tackle, as I say, is one that is going to be sanctioned with a red card, then I believe that the dismissal has to take place. Now, arguably, you could say, but he's through on goal, and it's denial of an obvious goal scoring opportunity. Well, I would seriously consider that situation and not go too deep into it. It's a serious tackle that is going to be sanctioned with a dismissal, and that's what you focus on.
Okay.
No gambles. No gambling with advantage, please.
Okay. All right, moving on then. I think I would also consider the temperature of the match. By that, I'm talking about, is it feisty? Is it not so feisty? Is it a local derby game? Is there a lot of stake? That kind of thing.
There's lots of factors to consider about the temperature of the match. What's the reason for the temperature of the match sometimes? Look at the background of the teams. Mm-hmm. Are they top versus top, or two teams struggling against relegation? You know, there's all sorts of reasons.
Previous history?
Yeah, there could be...
Team members that once played for one team, they're now on the other team.
Yeah, there could be some bad blood between players, and they may not have been playing for these teams last year, but may have been playing for other teams. Might have been even in the same team and they split. So there's all sorts of reasons that a temperature of a match can increase. So again, why would you want to play advantage when the temperature of the match is intense and it's not necessarily exciting, but it's very fausty?
It could cause you more problems to play the advantage. So in that situation, it might be just as well just to calm things down and blow for the free kick.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it threatens the referee's control. Mm.
Which ultimately, in a situation like that, it could do.
It could do. Of course it could do. So consequently, the referee's control is threatened if you're trying to play risky advantage. The tempo of the match is not good. It's a bit fausty, and the players are niggling at each other. Stop it. Just stop the game and stop them from doing that.
Take the sting out of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Take the sting out of that. Keep control of the game. Don't take a risk of advantage. If the referee's control is threatened, then maybe you're not doing things as you should. And penalise the free kicks.
Okay.
Yeah?
I would go with the position on the field of play as well. Whereabouts?
Okay. You've seen...
I'm thinking here, let's split the field into three. Okay? So in the defensive third, perhaps, very rarely, middle third, chances are you might do more so, and then obviously in the attacking third, you're more likely to play the advantage there.
Yeah, I mean, I've used the quote before, sometimes, maybe, never. And that's how I look at it. But there are other ways of describing how you would apply advantage, where, when, and why. And on the field of play, look at the field of play as a set of traffic lights. Red, amber, and green. Now, where would you not play advantage, Darren?
In the red.
In the red area. But where? What would you regard as the red area?
Well, defensive.
Defensive third. Defensive third. Teams, defenders don't always have the skill factor in which to move the ball comfortably like they do on the Premiership. Advantage on the Premiership is totally different to being advantage being played at grassroots, where a majority of our listeners operate.
Would you advise then, there'll be many referees that watch what other referees on the Premiership do and then try to take it out into grassroots. Would you advise against that, particularly where advantage is concerned?
I can't say...
Because it's going to be obviously a lot more technical, isn't it?
I can't say never, but the skill factor of our referees at the Premiership is much, much greater than what it is at general grassroots level. So consequently, in the defensive third, I would say hardly ever should you try and play advantage. Conditions might not let you play advantage. If it's a boggy condition and the pitch and the ball isn't rolling comfortably, and there are pitches like that sometimes, it's a wet, soggy game, and the pitch does the ball doesn't roll on the pitch.
That moves you on to my next point, which was control of the ball.
Okay, so who's got control of the ball? The player may have control of the ball in possession, but you've got control of the game. So we're back to referee's control. Think about your skill level. Have you got the skills to play advantage? Have the players got the skills to play the advantage? What's the expectation of them regarding your position? And what's your knowledge or an observation about their ability to play advantage? Could they? Just because you think it's advantage, not necessarily are they able to play advantage, because, you know, they don't understand that. They might stop and they may pause, and then advantage is lost. And then you just turn around and say, well, I just played advantage. Well, referee, what about your communication then? Mm. Because see where we're now going with all this?
Are you referring now to signals, arm signals?
Well, we're going to go into signals next.
And obviously being vocal about the advantage.
Absolutely. So we're going to go all around here with different aspects of what is considered as advantage communication of signals.
I was just about to say, good communication would be next on my list.
Yeah, communication is important. But just before we move off of the traffic light idea, or the sometimes, maybe, never, as I referred to, the midfield area is very difficult area in which to gauge where advantage can be played, because that's a high intensity area of where there's a lot of tackling going on between midfield players. Midfield players in that area are very competitive, and personally, as a midfield player myself, I know how quickly tackles will go in and they fly in sometimes. And so consequently, temperature of the match, the midfield area is one of those very, very delicate areas. And a risk area if you try to play advantage in that area. Now, when you get into the attacking third, sometimes advantage can happen through an error of a player. And there was a mistimed challenge, and it was an error, and everybody falls down, and the ball runs kindly some unusual way, it goes through and becomes an advantage to the attacking team. But only when it's clearly an advantage should you apply it and let it go. I mean, just because there's a player got the ball out on the right hand side and he's got some 5-10 yard space in front of him, is that an advantage? Would you consider letting the game go? It's all about circumstances. And
it also depends on where other players are situated.
Of course. Of course, if he's a lone player on his own, and whilst he's got past the fullback on the touchline, the next two or three players in front of him are all defenders, and there's no teammate there to help him. So is that an advantage?
It's quite surprising, actually, how many, particularly at grassroots level, how many players don't really understand the advantage.
Yes, it is. It's about learning. Using advantage is about learning.
And where's the advantage in that, ref?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Well, it could have been an advantage had the skill of your team been good enough to sort of move it forward.
But you can't say that.
No,
to the
I
players.
Know.
You're not allowed to say that to the players. You can't do that. They'll turn around to you and they'll say, "Would you think you're on the Premiership then?" You know, and it doesn't come across like that. You cannot take risks with advantage. Don't have too high an expectation of the players, unless, of course, you have a good understanding of their capabilities and their skills. Is your skill good enough to match the skill that they have when applying advantage? Remember, advantage is a risk, it is a gamble, and we wouldn't advise advantage in defensive areas unless it's blatantly clear and there's a good next phase from there. Obviously it changes when you get into the midfield areas, but be mindful of those areas where there's a high percentage of robust tackling going on, let me say that much. And then as you get into the attacking third, advantage seems a little bit more easier sometimes, that's how it seems to work out. So, maybe in the attacking third, you'll play a little bit more advantage than you would in the other areas. But just remember to be cautious and not get carried away and just think because they got possession, that's advantage. Possession is not advantage.
Okay, I've got a couple more. Conditions of the field of play. Well, the weather can play a big part in this.
Yeah. I mean, there are some fields of play that are, notoriously heavy when conditions get wet, and people will play in these conditions, but let me just say, conditions will dictate if advantage can be played. And the awareness of the referee has to be high as regards the potential for the players want to play advantage, the skill level of the players, and, you know, when, where, why will you play it? You know, those would be the questions. And when we talk to Michael Bingham, mm-hmm. those are the questions I'll be posing to him as a level three referee, asking him to give his view of why he wants to play it, when he wants to play it, and where will he play it, and how does he mm-hmm. communicate it. And we'll just allude to that now if we now have the time to do it.
You've just touched on the skill level side of things, which was something I was going to mention. The only other one that I can think of off the top of my head is the period in the match.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Good point. I hadn't thought of that one. It hadn't sort of slipped my mind. Okay, let's think about this. Let's set a scenario. We've got two competitive teams vying for promotion playoff spaces, and they're known to each other as regards a local derby. How do you set yourself up? Do you go out there with a plan to play advantage at all costs? Or do you go out there with a plan to cautiously approach the game and see how the players are going to approach it? If you go out there and players are hitting each other hard in tackles, fair tackles to some extent, but occasionally the challenge is a little bit
bit wild,
a little bit extra competitive. I don't want to say wild because we might get into reckless areas then, and then we might have cautions on our hands. But the tackles are extra competitive, so you've got to sort of go out there with a game plan and not just. You know, because it's the start of the game, you've just got to let everything go, and then all of a sudden you've got to pull it back. You know, you've got to gauge your level of involvement to match the mood and the tempo of the game. So consequently, there we go back to the tempo of the match. At the beginning of the game, they both might come out of the blocks very, very quickly, very keen to get at each other. And so consequently, don't take risks with advantage. You know, nick everything as quickly as possible to stop and some unfair play creeping in, because if players, let me say to you, are nearly fouls, we talk about sometimes nearly fouls or sometimes half fouls. Now, we've had that conversation before, Darren, and you know what I mean by that. So if we let the half fouls accrue, that escalates into...
They act as layers. They suddenly build up and build up, and then boosh.
Yeah. So the period of the match is very... Not difficult, but it's something you need to be mindful of. Set out with a game plan. Don't allow too much advantage to start with if the game is a little bit choice. But you might be able to play advantage in the first minute, and it might be the best advantage of the game. So, you know, don't go out there with the idea that never... But go out there with a word of caution as regards when. And I would say, before we go on to anything else, is that the last period of the game, let me say last 10, 15 minutes, it's been a very choice game. Players get tired, referees get tired. And we've had this conversation before. Can you remember any circumstances where, you know, we've done that game, we've done the game at Burnham, we've done the game at Barrow, and players, after about 65, 70 minutes, start getting a bit tired, start getting a bit fatigued. You, the referee, have been running around hard, and you've worked hard, and all of a sudden, you know, decisions aren't as accurate as what they might have been in the first 10, 15 minutes. Tackles by players aren't as good as what they were in the first 10, 20 minutes of the game. And we allow ourselves to get distracted by fatigue. Well, sorry, probably don't allow ourselves, but it's just a factor that we get distracted by fatigue. So I would say in the last 10, 15 minutes, be careful again about applying too much advantage and just letting the game go, because that's when you'll be judged. If there's anything that's going to be remembered in the game, it generally happens in the last 15 minutes. And you might have had a cracker of a game for an hour, and all of a sudden everything goes pear-shaped, you know, and bottoms out. And, you know, they remember you for a decision that you gave that involved advantage that put a threat under your match control.
Something I do just before I get the game kicked off, and I've got the captains together just about to the toss, I don't know whether you would advise this or not. It's not something that we've ever discussed before. In my little pep talk to them, I quite often say, lads, this is how we're going to do the game. Watch the conditions of the pitch. I'll try to play the advantage as much as possible.
Would you want to say now, as much as possible?
That's just how I say it.
But be careful what you say
that
to players.
That has backfired on me at times.
Okay, be careful what you say to players as regards, I will play advantage as much as possible. Because you've just made that comment, it backfires on you.
Yeah.
You know, how much will you play advantage?
Well, it, like you say, it depends on all of the things that we've just discussed. But in the way that it's backfired on me in the past is players have thought that, well, that should have been an advantage at least. And then they'll come up to you and say, I thought you were going to play advantage, ref. And then instantly you get a negative vibe from some of the players. So
let me say to you,
Or is it best to just not say anything about advantage at all?
I'd probably go towards that idea. Don't give too much away as regards I'll play as much of advantage as possible, because that will quickly backfire on you in
you're
one
setting
instance.
Yourself up, aren't you?
Yeah, you are setting yourself up for some questioning, which could lead to dissent and could lead to an argument, and it could lead to a dismissal. So consequently, you know, when you consider an advantage, it's at the referee's discretion and under his control. It's at the referee's control. So, you know, what are the important factors to consider?
Just to recap. Okay, what have we talked about? The skill level of the players, the teams involved.
Yep.
The conditions of the field of play.
Yep.
The point in the game in which the decision, do you or don't you? The temperature of the match. How well the ball's being controlled. The seriousness of the tackle.
Yeah.
And again, this is something that I've been guilty of, is not clear communication. And referees control.
Yep. One thing that we haven't confirmed here, what we need to do, and that's communicate our decision to apply advantage.
I've been guilty of that.
Yeah.
And you've seen me.
Not being.
I'm not talking about the signals here. I'm talking about the whole package.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know,
we've all had problems.
And the signal as well.
Yeah. We've all had problems applying advantage in our early days of refereeing. And as I said before, right at the beginning of this, I don't think we master advantage really. You know, the really, really good referees might master advantage. But at some stage, they still run the risk of using advantage and may get caught, and they will pull it back, you know. But communication of advantage. Now, you and I have discussed this many times, and I've commented on your style. Now, let me put aside your style, which is, let me say, it's regarded as European technique.
Now, this is basically with my arms in the air running forward. Now, I still defend myself on this one, because I was advised by a good friend of yours who was assessing me on the day that is how my arms should be. Above my head.
No.
Yes, I'm telling you, that was what I was told, because I had them down in front of me beforehand. And I was advised to have them up there.
Okay, the most...
And you know exactly who I'm talking about as well.
The most easiest thing to do when running is put your arms out in front of you.
I absolutely agree with you. I was going by what the assessment had been, and of course I sort of gone with that for a while until you come to see me.
Okay. Right, communication of advantage. Right, use your voice. What are the words you're going to use?
Advantage.
You play advantage.
Yeah, play advantage.
Advantage or play advantage. Yeah. Don't say go on, keep going.
Yeah.
That's not indication that you've seen a foul. That's just indication that, you know, you're letting the game go. Play advantage. Advantage. Just one of two easy options there. Good voice, strong voice, so people can hear you. Not just the two players that are involved, but the players that are around you. And if you've got a nice, strong, deep voice, that will carry to the spectators that
I was just about to say, the spectators. I think it's really important that the spectators hear the decision that you've made.
Yeah, but it's not about shouting. It's about using your voice well. If you've got a deep voice, it carries. Mm. You know, if you've got a sort of shrill type voice, it may not carry so well. So, you know, that's one part of communicating advantage. The other one is the visual one, where your arms are out in front of you, two arms are out in front of you, a stride of your body, you know, clear use of it. If putting your arms up above your head is restricting your movement. You know, when we run using our arms to get momentum going, don't we? You know, and when you run with your arms out in front of you in the advantage position, clasped and showing the palms of your hands towards the ball, you know, that's a good technique as opposed to the one that you like to use as a European colleague.
I look like I'm doing the YMCA.
Yeah, we don't want one of those. And anybody listening to that, think about that. We don't want the Y of YMCA. Yeah. So, you know.
There you go. Right, we're talking Advantage on the Referees World podcast with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon. You can listen online at refereesworld.co.uk. You could email us through the website. You can follow us on Twitter at Referees World, and we're on Facebook as well. Just go to facebook.com, Referees World podcast.
If you apply Advantage and pull it back quickly, maybe that's acceptable, you know, and the players will understand that, but you've got to educate the players with that. Using Advantage and call, and probably a lot of assessors will see it as often it's possession and you're taking a risk. So I just want to say to our colleagues out there, don't take a risk with Advantage. It's, if you're looking at the marking sheet, it only carries a light weighting. Your match control, your application of law and general decision making are your key areas for your assessment, not necessarily Advantage. Advantage is a lightweight contribution to your mark, but it carries a lot of risk.
From grassroots to the World Cup,
this is the Referees World podcast with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello, this is Richard Mellon and this is Referees World podcast. We are doing a session on Advantage at the moment within the Young National Referee Development Programme, which Darren and I have discussed, and we're going to take it another stage further now. I'm going to have a chat with a level 3 referee, Adam Penwell. Adam has been refereeing for a few years, but I'll let him introduce himself, and then we'll go into the issue of using Advantage.
It's Adam Penwell, level 3 referee. In my fifth season of refereeing at the moment, been very lucky to go through the system fairly quickly, but obviously still a long way to go.
Welcome to the Referees World podcast, Adam, and we're going to have a chat about Advantage. Can I say to you, do you think Advantage is difficult?
Very, very difficult, Rich. It's a gamble. It's like playing poker.
Right.
It's a gamble from the start, and I find you get a gut instinct, and it takes a long time to develop that gut instinct. And no matter how well you think you've got it nailed, it can still go wrong. I have games where it goes fantastically well, but the slightest error in your judgment can cause an absolute nightmare if you do not get it wrong. So yes, big gamble, Rich, big gamble.
Okay. How confident would you say you play it during a game? Do you use any particular moments in the game when you will use it or you won't use it?
I tend to judge it on the game itself, but in general, the first 10 minutes, very, very unlikely I would play an Advantage unless it is a goal-scoring opportunity.
Okay, let's go a little bit deeper then. First 10 minutes, you're setting out a game plan, and you're not willing to risk Advantage unless it's an obvious goal-scoring opportunity. That's a good layout. What about towards the end of a game? What are you thinking then within your game plan? If you're talking about safe refereeing to some extent, would you consider Advantage in the last 10, 15 minutes?
Same again, Rich, it depends. I mean, if the scoreline is 4-0, for example, very unlikely I'm going to play Advantage and risk my control on the game if I've got it in the bag. However, if a team are 1-0 down, the team, they are chasing the game and they want to keep the ball flowing, they don't want the game stopping, and I can play the Advantage, then I will. But same again, it's very, very difficult to judge, because you might play an Advantage in the attacking third, but if that team have got a free kick specialist, they might rather have the free kick.
Okay.
So it's very, very difficult to judge and to get right.
So you're juggling things around in your mind, do I or don't I?
Correct.
And so you're not willing to take a risk in certain situations. What about positions on the field of play? What are your thoughts about certain places on the field of play as regards where will you play it?
Well, I always have been sort of bought up or coached with the traffic light system. So defensive third is a 100% no. No matter how much space the defender has got, if it's the left back, if it's the right back, I will not play Advantage at all. Sometimes that can cause a problem, because some players will want you to play Advantage there and they will want the game to flow. But obviously you need to just stand up and say, look, there is no Advantage there. Have your free kick. It's the safe option for you and also for them. Because if they lose the ball and they concede a goal, suddenly it's your fault. So defensive third, Rich, 100% no. Centre of the field, still, we're in that sort of amber zone. Very, very unlikely. in the centre of the field is probably where I'll just delay a few more seconds just to see what's going to happen. So I'll wait and see. If it's pinged out wide or it's pinged long and there is now an attack, then I will obviously, the arms will come out, the voice play on advantage, and we'll go from there. But that couple of seconds will give me time to make my decision to say, you know, I'm just waiting to see. I'll probably put my hand out to gesture that I've seen the tackle, to show them that I've seen it, okay, and that I'm buying myself a few seconds.
That's showing your awareness of a penal offence.
Yeah, because what I don't want to do is delay the whistle, but then it looks hesitant, and then I blow the whistle, so it looks like I've gone on their shout. So I will put an arm out to gesture to the side with my hand facing down to indicate that I have seen the foul and I'm waiting to see what's happening. If I then have to blow the whistle, I can sell it because I've already told them that I've seen it. If there is now an advantage 2 seconds later, same again, the arms can come up, I can play the advantage, and hopefully they will score it.
Okay, so the two areas that you've talked about at the moment, the red area in defence and the amber area in midfield, that's what we could consider as control the controllables, because you've got total control of that situation, haven't you?
Correct.
Where does the risk increase then in terms of the attacking third? Because that is the risk area.
Yeah, like I said, the attacking third is still not an easy area to play advantage, because, you know, they might be on the attack, but is it really an advantage? Or is it possession? For example, you might have a team that have got two big centre-backs. So if the winger has gone past the defender has fouled the winger, your assistant correctly flags a free kick offence, you decide to give advantage, he knocks the ball in and the goalkeeper catches the ball. Where is the advantage? If they've got two big centre backs, they might prefer to have the free kick out on the wing, get the centre backs up from the back, that might be more of an advantage to them.
Okay.
So it is very, very difficult to judge.
Okay. What about you're applying advantage, and we're going to take this another step. Does the advantage have to be to the advantage of the players? Does it have to be, let me consider, advantage to your match control?
On this one, in the past, I would have for advantage to the players. So I'd have been thinking as a player, thinking I would want to carry on here, so let's carry on and keep the game flowing. But ultimately, as a referee, you've got to consider, is it an advantage for you? Not for the players, is it an advantage for you? Because if you're going to gamble, it's got to be a calculated gamble that is 80% in your favour of working out, in my opinion. If it's 50-50, you're better off playing safe, take the free kick. They might moan for 10 seconds, but, you know, if you're big enough and brave enough to manage that situation and communicate to the players, here's the reason why I did not play that advantage, then they will get onside.
Especially if an advantage, an injury comes from trying to play advantage, at least having given the free kick, you might prevent an injury.
Yeah, exactly. And also, it's not, you know, it's not just the areas of the field that are consideration. It's, you know, it's also, you've got to look at the tempo of the game, and not necessarily just the tempo, but the temperature of the game. You might have a high tempo game, which is really fast, and you can get away with playing a bit more advantage. But if that's a high temperature game and you've had a couple of yellow cards, there's tackles flying in all over the place, do you really want to be playing advantage? I would say no. You want to be playing the free kick, slow the game down, and obviously maintain your match control. Then obviously moving on from there, Rich, obviously conditions of the field of play. Is it wet? Is it slippery? Do you really want to risk, you know, and in the coaching group, we always call it nearly foul, nearly foul, nearly foul. And we always say, if it's nearly a foul, it should be a foul before you end up with a reckless foul, or even more serious, a yellow card, a red card, an injury. It's not worth the risk. But in the past, I would not have said that, and I probably would have played advantage all over the pitch, because that's what I used to do.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's something that we all do in our early careers, isn't it? But I don't think I can ever recall any colleague making a quote that he had total control of the advantage situation, because there is a risk element involved, as you highlight. What about these areas relating to key match incidents in terms of a goal being scored or penalty kick being awarded? What would be your consideration there? Would you try to use advantage clause, or would you stay safe?
I would like to play advantage, because I've my gut instinct is to try and keep the game flowing if I can.
But what have you been coached?
I have been coached to play safe, and also even without that, it's the proof is in the pudding. And I always find in the past when I've risked that advantage, it hasn't worked out. It's very difficult to get the players back on side once you've messed it up.
Yeah.
Whereas if you play it safe to start with, get the players on side, and then when they moan about the foul, if you can then pick up that brilliant advantage that you play them through, they then score. I make it very, very deliberate to then let that player know that they have scored that goal because of my advantage. So that player then becomes on side with you, and you don't tend to get the descent for the rest of the game. But it takes a lot to get to that area, whereas if you play one, it doesn't work out, he was fouled and he's not happy with you, you're in trouble. Whereas if you give the free kick, you can say to him, look, I've seen it, I've given the free kick, I've made sure you're okay, let's move on with the game.
Thanks very much, Adam. Pleasure to talk to you.
Cheers, Rich.
Good luck tomorrow.
Cheers, mate.
The download is complete.